The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Well, I'm joined by transport commentator Conor Faulkner for our regular commuter slot. Conor, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Hi.
I'm very well. Now, we have a number of topics. And the first thing is a report that I've been reading this morning that the RSA is urging a more conservative approach to e-scooter regulation. What are they proposing?
Yeah, that's right. Well, this is in the Examiner today, and it's to do with e-scooters. Now, we had a conversation about them, less than a year ago, I think, Pat. There is legislation currently making its way through the Oireachtas. The RSA is recommending a more conservative approach than is outlined so far in the legislation. They're proposing an even lower speed limit of 20 kph rather than 25. They're proposing that only people over the age of 16 can use them. There's two sides to that argument, and there's other restrictions that are there as well. So they're being conservative about it, which I guess the RSA should be doing. I'm not convinced that some of those laws are the way to go about the regulation of e-bikes. It is an evolving thing right across Europe, but I'm not convinced RSA has got some of
the other elements
right.
They're suggesting that they may not be used on footpaths, which I think makes sense. Not for little kids' scooters, but most of those are not electric. But you shouldn't have motorized vehicles effectively on the footpath. Helmet wearing would be mandatory. Now, how does that fit in? They do it all over Europe with renting of scooters, but they don't have helmets, do they?
Yeah, no, they don't have helmets. I mean, my personal experience just in European cities, they're becoming a little bit of a scourge. So, I mean, the RSA is right in that sense. If you visit a French city, they're literally littering the footpaths. And you see people just click them with an app, jump on them and whiz away. Often with no thought to safety, it looks completely reckless and they're becoming a bit of a scourge. But the problem with making helmets compulsory is it just stops people using them. And in Ireland, we don't have a helmet law for bicycles, and I don't think we should have one for e-scooters as well. Mm. I've said before, simplest way to think of these things is think of them as a bike. They belong on the bike path with bicycles. So I wouldn't bring in a new rule, for example, to say they can't use roads above a 50 kph speed
that's
limit.
That's the other one. Only permitted for use on roads with a speed limit of 50 kph or less. Now, you're trying to come in from South Dublin and you're on the N11. There's a section of that which is 60 kph. So in theory, you'd have to get off your scooter and walk the 60 kph bit until it becomes 50 at Donnybrook Church and then get back on your scooter again.
A non-starter. And to my mind, unnecessary. Think of them as bicycles. Regulate them as you do bicycles. Clearly, they're not allowed on footpaths. But we've chosen not to have a compulsory helmet law because it stops people cycling. And bear in mind that the RSA, I think rightly, is thinking in terms of road safety. It's been a grim period for road safety that was kind of well aired yesterday. So the RSA, I guess, commendably has safety on its mind. But we also have to think about the environment and the climate challenge. Every time somebody steps on a bike or an e-bike, instead of using a fossil fuel engine to move, that's a policy victory. You know, we have to encourage that more and more and more. We need to be building bike lanes and we need to be assuming that they will be flooded with e-bikes of all sorts. And if we want to encourage that and make it safe, one of the best ways to make it safe is to encourage large numbers. And I think one of the worst ways is to over-regulate it.
One of the things I'd like to see, though, is some sort of identifier on an e-bike, because if someone whacks into you, as happened to me recently in a public park, no way of knowing who it was.
He whacked into
me and off he went.
Yeah, that's true. And, the same is true on a bicycle. I mean, if somebody's on a racing bicycle, for example, and they whiz past you and whack you, they're completely untraceable. And maybe that's a bad thing, maybe that's a good thing. But as I say, when it comes to an e-bike, let's just forget the e and think of them and treat them as if they were bicycles. I think that's where they belong in law and in regulation.
I'm just wondering, will there be regulation as to the quality of scooters? Some of them have tiny wheels.
There will,
and if you hit a pothole in one of those tiny wheels, you're over.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
It.
And some of them are unusable. And we will have to define right across Europe what a road legal scooter is. I had a go on several of them at an event called Electronomous in Killarney a couple of years ago. And there were exhibitions of them there. It was great. And, the first thing I did on the small wheel one was fall off on the exhibition floor, and I'm cycling into town and back for 30 years, and I fell off the first time I tried one. I've seen people use unicycle-based ones, which seem extraordinary. I could no more stay on it, but I had a fellow whiz past me on it in traffic the other day. Will those be road legal? That's, perhaps a detailed conversation that we can have at various European levels. But in the meantime, the ones that look and feel like bikes really should be treated like bikes rather than having their own suite of laws.
Now, what was your reaction to, first of all, the increase in road deaths this year?
Yeah.
And secondly, the RSA's response to those?
Yeah, well, look, it's been a really grim year so far. We're tracking at least 50% worse than last year. And that's not just pre-pandemic, post-pandemic. Even when you go back to 2019, we had really got somewhere in road safety, very low road deaths. It has worsened appreciably this year. Nobody seems entirely sure why. Traffic patterns are back, but nobody's entirely sure why. So what does government do? What does RSA do? What they announced yesterday was doubling the fines. I don't mind that. I'm generally in favour of it. They haven't been updated in 20 years. It's of no use as a deterrent factor, Pat. We know that.
I mean, if you look at some of the accidents that we've seen this year so far, would a fine have made any difference to the behaviour of drivers?
It would not, in my view. I mean, and in a sense, nobody cares about the fine. They care about the penalty points. The thought that you're going to get penalty points is a real deterrent. So we're back to an old conversation. We must increase levels of enforcement. Visible blue lights pervading on the road network. There are not enough of them. The Garda Corps is significantly under strength, was allowed to fall under strength in the financial crisis and has not been beefed back up. I think that's a key part of it. I think that's much more important than always looking to dream up new laws every time the stats turn bad on you. I think in fairness too, we should say that our set of good stats, 2018, 19, 2020, really did make us, on paper, world leaders in road safety.
So we've talked about the average speed limits, that are average speed rates that you can detect now on one of our motorways. Mm. The trial has become permanent and it does work to slow people down.
It does.
Evidence is there. But they're the safest roads in the country.
Yeah.
And you're wondering whether that kind of average speed thing should be applied across some of the more dangerous roads. Now, you've got side roads coming on and
you
off,
do.
So it's more difficult to do it. But perhaps in accident black spots where there are no side roads, that it could be deployed.
Maybe so, maybe so. It might become a black spot treatment. To my mind, it's more important as a black spot treatment than a white spot treatment, which is how they're using it at the moment. The RSA did announce yesterday as well, it was kind of lost in all the other stories, but there are an additional 61 GoSafe links, which, as people will know, that's where the speed vans can get you. So they are talking about beefing up enforcement. To me, government need to back them there rather than looking for eye-catching new laws and rules.
Yeah. A couple of other things. The people who complained about their driving tester. Some of this was quite amusing.
I enjoyed this. I did. I mean, the driving testers will probably tell their side of the story. These were the complaints, 1,400 of them, to the RSA, including complaints about driving instructors failing me for not going fast enough. And you can picture the scene just in the detail of the driving instructors using expletives, including one who said, "Jesus Christ, woman, your handbrake," using Jesus Christ as an expletive 30 times during the test. Now, maybe that's not true, but you really can picture the scene.
There was another one who complained about having the driving tester and the driving test inspector, who's not checking the driving but rather the tester. But it meant that she had two people in the car.
Yeah.
When she looked in her rear view mirror, she saw the inspector glaring at her.
Yeah, and she got spooked by it. When people fail the test, they will complain for all sorts of reasons. It's like insurance claim forms, some of which I got to read during my career. Sometimes they're comical. I've sympathy for people who do fail the test, but I do think on the whole, it's a pretty good test. Having an inspector in the car is often a good thing. Sometimes people request it, and it is one of those things that kind of has to be done for monitoring. We don't have cameras in cars giving you a video of your driving test. Again, some people might not like that, but it could be the answer to complaints. And in fairness to the testers, 1,400 complaints in a year's annual report is a relatively modest number.
As some of the comments coming in and questions, are e-scooters legal on our public highways? What is it with us and the law? If they're not legal, get them off the road.
Yeah, they're not at the moment. They're illegal at the moment, but the law is going through the Oireachtas. It's just a quick question of the law not keeping up with technology. Like mobile phones and cars, technology is moving faster than our legislators. Not just us, same elsewhere in Europe.
E-bikes should have a number plate. My aunt was hit by one, broke her pelvis, ribs and a huge huge gash in the back of her head. The cyclist just took off. No identifier at all.
Yeah, well, the defining line will be faster than 25 kph. So if the device is capable of going faster than 25 kph, it will become a motorbike with all the motorbike rules. Smaller than that, slower than that, it's treated like a bicycle. So the aunt, unfortunately, who could also have been clipped by a bicycle, but a small e-bike. Yeah,
maybe bikes
like
should
that.
Have an identifier as well.
Yeah, a thought. But if we brought that rule in, we'd hemorrhage the number of cyclists. And that, as I say, think about the climate conversation, the congestion conversation.
Why would they be afraid of being identified?
Well, it's not that they'd be afraid of being identified, but every time you put an obstacle in front of cycling, you drop the numbers that use it.
Mm. So, I just can't see what the, you know, everyone who drives a motorised vehicle has to be capable of being identified. I don't know what cyclists would have to fear.
It's just that it's another piece of bureaucracy. If you brought in a rule to say we'll pay a 20 quid tax on bikes every year and you have to do it, that in itself, 20 quid might be very cheap and good value, but the amount of people who wouldn't do it would result in a significant fall in cycling numbers. And that's the other policy objective that we have, is to encourage cycling and e-bike use.
Any provision in the proposals for passengers on e-scooters? I've seen with two people on board, one saw one man one scooter with an adult and two kids and school bags on it. And of course, if you go to places like the Philippines, you can see little Honda 50s with all sorts of bits and pieces stacked up.
Yeah, already illegal here. On motorbikes and on bicycles. The scooter is currently illegal because there's no law about it. There's about to be, and it will be illegal on those as well. So you may not carry passengers. That will be a rule.
It is nonsense to not legislate on the wearing of a helmet for fear it would discourage people using bikes. Health and safety should be the priority. The wearing of a helmet and high-vis clothing.
Well, the data disagrees with that, because if you look at countries where it has been done, the practical effect is not a safety improvement, it's a drop in cycling numbers. Mm-hmm. So it's an unfortunate policy outcome, but that is what does happen when you try it.
We hear about road death statistics. Rarely are we told the figures for roads causing serious injuries. Surely they would give us a clearer picture of the standard of driving in the country. The business, I mean, they don't admit that the road was a problem, or do they?
No, they do. They do. And every crash, and this for a number of years now, every time a fatality occurs, it's treated like a suspicious death. You know, the Gardaí engage a scene of crime protocols, there's a coroner's investigation, they're investigated very well, and we do have a rich data set. And the roads are a factor in a number of collisions. The vehicle is a factor in a number of collisions, so is weather. But overwhelmingly, the most significant factor is driver error.
One mentions e-bikes that have no pedals and are basically an electric vehicle.
Yeah.
And those are illegal, I presume, if
currently
they can go.
Illegal. If they're bike-sized, bike-shaped, and they perform more or less like a bike, they will be legal.
But you've got to use the pedals to propel them, isn't it?
On
to
the current
extent.
Anomaly in the old law, which was designed around old mopeds with a little two-stroke engine in them that you pedal started. They're not relevant to current technology.
Okay. Please ask Connor about delays in motorbike testing. I'm on a waiting list just to apply for the test for 6 months countrywide. It's like they've stopped it.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, no, they are under pressure there. They have got on top of the driving test waiting list, which was a serious problem. They've done good work there. They're getting on top of it. I know there are problems in the motorbike area. What I will say is that I found them very responsive. So I would encourage him to engage with the RSA. I think they will try and find a solution for them. It is coming up, but when I engage with them on people's behalf, I always find them helpful. So I would suggest you try it.
Transport commentator Conor Faulkner, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.